hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm great. How about how has the preseason practice gone so far for the Wildcats?
It's gone well. It's gone well. You know, just listening to Joey talk, it's very similar. You get in early, and you got to give them days off. Thought the kids responded to it. Got through practice pretty well without any major injuries. Got a couple hamstring tweets, and a couple sprained ankles and stuff like that. But I think we got through without any major injuries, so we'll knock on wood and be happy about that.
As Joe talked about, second year in a row that you open up with your big rival and a conference game this time on the road. How much has that changed your urgency and preparation?
Doesn't change a whole lot with the urgency of the game because of who you're playing. You know, when you play the University of Maine, doesn't matter if it's first, middle, or last, this is your arch rival. It's for the musket. It's a huge game, you know. So the urgency of the game for our kids in the program, the coaches, and everybody that is involved in it is always there. Obviously, it's a different scenario. And I thought last year, coming out of the gate, the first game, more importantly, a CAA game as well, you know, was huge, that you have to be dialed in, the antenna's got to be up, all the things that you need to go and have to do in order to make that opener a successful opportunity for you. It's good. Obviously, I'd love to be playing this one at the end of the year. We'll get that taken care of in the next year. But right now, playing Maine right now at the beginning of the year, looking forward to it. I think everybody in the program is.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Kyle Kensing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, kind of building off that as far as the rivalry and at this point early in the season, did you find last year at all that having that big game right out of the gate was something that you could maybe use as a cornerstone to build forward, you know, your guys being able to come out of that week one with not just a win but a conference win and a trophy to boot?
Yeah, well, it's the most important thing is that you're playing Maine. The next most important thing is you're in the CAA, and the third most important thing is an FCS game. So all those things are all wound together, are combined together. So it's huge coming out in the opener. And, you know, again, not knowing exactly what's going to be given you, thrown your way, your kids got to be ready to adjust, ready to adapt to situations during the game, and more importantly, how they're attacking early in the game. So it's a huge opportunity for both teams to play this opener against each other. And obviously the ramifications of the win are huge.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor.
Hello.
Go ahead, Larry.
Sort of answered already, but a two-part question. First of all, first game of the year, you're going back to, obviously you're glad, you prefer going to be playing at the end of the season. And number two, can you talk about the main quarterback and what problems he poses for you?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, playing the game against Maine in the opener, they're going to have the Thursday night throwdown, all that stuff going on. Going to be a great atmosphere up there in Orono. And whenever we go up there, it's a war. It's a battle. Everything's close to line. Second of all, you watch Chris Ferguson just mature over the season, and you watch the 10 games that he played in last year and how he handled himself. You know, he played very, very well in the opener against us, very, very well. Had a hell of a game against us, and you watch him grow and grow. Struggled like in the JMU, and you watch him come back late in the season and the way he played. He matured as the season went on, but he had a great level of maturity early in the season for being a first-year starter and a redshirt freshman. I was really impressed, thoroughly impressed with Ferguson the whole year. I thought he did a great job.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stats.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Doing well, Craig. How you been?
Real well, thank you. I want to ask you about your thoughts on how the four-game redshirt rule could affect college football this season.
Well, I think for our level of football, especially in FCS, for a roster quality improvement, it's huge. And we're all tippy-toeing trying to figure out how to go about doing this, because with only 63 scholarships, and when you get earlier to the middle of the season, how many games you play them, and then late in the season, how do you progress and play them. They can help in so many different ways, and especially on special teams, in my mind, you know, to start this thing going. I think it's an opportunity for us to make great evaluation of kids in your program, get them in the hot water somewhere early in their freshman season and their redshirt season, and then go from there with it. But I think it has great, great ramifications on the depth of your roster and on playing people and getting them an opportunity to see what they can do at the next level.
Sure. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press.
How's it going, Coach?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you, Joe has mentioned many times about, you know, having CAA experience, and you've got a bunch of guys back from last year's team on both sides of the ball. You know, what does that mean? What does that experience mean going into the season? Is it a huge factor?
It helps. It helps an awful lot. Kids have been through the rigors of a CAA schedule. Just listen to them talk and communicate, whether it's in the secondary, in the offensive line, whatever it is. It's not only good to see that as they progress as a team doing that, but the blueprint for the younger kids in a program. You know, how do you react quickly to a formation change? How do you react to a motion? What about a blitz pickup and things of that nature? I just think by having an experienced group of guys, a lot of stuff don't phase them. The key thing for it, is to see how much they can improve on what they've done from last year in December to where we are at this point right now.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Coach Mack, obviously nine starters back on offense, veteran quarterback in Trevor, and a great group of receivers, and then Trayvon Bryant hopefully has made it through preseason healthy. Just break down your offense a little bit for us.
Well, you know, we got a lot of weapons, I think, in a lot of different ways, and we've had a bunch of them that have been nicked up along the way over their career. When you look at it, you know, you got O'Connor, you got Love, you got Presley at the wideout position, you got Bryant, you got Devin Gray, who got a ton of reps last year. We got a young kid, Carlos Washington, is playing pretty well, so the running back position you feel good about. You got DeCarl Malone. But the key thing, Rob, on all this, and I think every coach will talk to you, how well is your offensive line going to play? How well do they gel? Because these guys in a perimeter can't do what they need to do and can't get to the things they need to do without having time to do it and, more importantly, holes to run in. So key for us is how well our offensive line develops and how long they stay together and intact over 11-game season.
Also, nine starters back on the defensive side, a lot of experience. How have you seen this group grow?
Well, I think the one thing that I've seen the growth in and the most is the maturity level of the guys in decision-making situations, whether it's Ryan Sosnak up front on the defensive line, Jaywan Horton at the ends, Jared Keel, a linebacker, you know, Pop Lacey and Ricky Ellison at the safety positions. These guys all now are going into their third or fourth year playing, and some of them starting, and it's huge, man. It's confidence. It's an awareness. It's an understanding. And more importantly, having been in that situation and know how to react, hopefully it continues on Thursday.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time this morning. Great catching up, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Have a great day, Rob.
All right, you too.